Beware of men, for they will hand you over to to courts and scourge you in their synagogues, our Lord says to us today in the Gospel. The feast of St. Stephen, proto-martyr, first of the martyrs, reminds us that there is an unavoidable link between our Christian identity and martyrdom. Martyrdom in the sense of witness, and in the sense of a witness to the point even of shedding blood, even to the point of having to shed our blood to defend our Christian identity, to defend our belonging to Christ. There's an interesting, rather a concise statement in Vatican II, Lumen Gentium. It says, and I paraphrase, that not all of us will have the grace of a bloody martyrdom, although we all have to keep ready and watchful. Why? Because persecutions are never lacking, are never wanting in the church. We might not be called to a bloody martyrdom. We have to be ready for it because persecutions are never lacking in the church. Men will turn on you. That's why our Lord says, beware of men. They will turn on you. Your peace will never last. Your peace will never last. Why? Well, there's a link between the incarnation and martyrdom. Even our Lord, he came into his own, we heard yesterday in the Mass. He came into his own, and his own people did not accept him. He was crucified by his own people, and all those who are his disciples will likewise be persecuted, and some will even be crucified like their master. So you have to be ready, watchful, and vigilant. Ready, watchful, and vigilant at all times. Because when we don't know if we'll be given the grace of martyrdom in a strict sense. It could come, and when it comes, a lot of times, most of the time, if not all the time, it's unexpected. In one sense, it's surprising and unsurprising. Unsurprising because persecutions never lack, never are never wanting in the church. Surprising because you never know when it's going to come. The exact moment of St. Stephen's martyrdom, he didn't know. It hit him, you could say, when you least expected it, so to speak. You know, you never know the day you never know the moment when actually you will be asked to give that witness to the point of shedding your blood. Brother will hand over brother to death. The father, his child, children will rise up against parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by all because of my name. So when our Lord says, beware of men, we should examine ourselves in two points. Firstly, if we have peace, we should ask ourselves, well, is it we that have made peace with the world? If so, well, then we've betrayed the gospel. If we have peace with the world because we made that peace, well, then we've betrayed our Lord, who came into his own but was not accepted by his own people. The gospel will never have peace with the world and its false anti-gospel. Secondly, if we have peace, an apparent peace, we should know that it will never last. It will not be a lasting peace with this sinful world. There might be a period of tolerance, even with St. Stephen, the Jews, the Sanhedrin, they tried to put on a tolerant face. They tried to debate with Stephen to show that they were seeking the truth. That lasted not too long of a while. When they saw that their debates proved them wrong, that they had that they were not up to the wisdom, not at the same level as St. Stephen, who had a divine wisdom infused from on high. Well, then it turned into slander, seeking false witnesses, calumny, detraction, denigration. And then lastly, it turned into a sheer violence. They dragged him outside the city and stoned him. So it will be with us. If we have peace, unfortunately, it will not last. Same thing will happen to us. Tolerance, calumny, denigration, and sheer violence in the end. So let us pray St. Stephen that we, like him, might have the grace to give witness to Christ, to give a witness always, and if we're given that grace, to give witness even to the point of shedding blood. But to be able to shed blood, well, first and foremost, we have to give witness every day. We have to grow accustomed to daily sacrifices. We have to live a spirit of sacrifice every day of our life. For accustomed to giving to making small sacrifices for our Lord, if one day we're asked the big one, we'll be up to it. May St. Stephen intercede for us. May he give us that grace to be true martyrs of Christ. because whoever endures to the end, and only those who endure to the end, will be saved. As the gospel said yesterday, you know, he came into his own did not accept him, but to those who did accept him, he gave the power to become children of God. And may we never, ever betray that dignity of being true children of God. Praised be Jesus and Mary, now and forever.